David Duchenne.
Okay, there's a new lawsuit that is calling for a Utah law that allows cougars to be hunted all year round to be thrown out. Now, Taylor Morgan is filling in for Debbie Dujanovic today. Do you know anything about cougars? Do you know anything about cougar hunting?
Well, in my corner of Draper, where I live, this has become a real issue. There have been a lot of cougar sightings, mountain lion sightings, in the neighborhoods and on the trails. Every friend...
Well, in the neighborhoods?
In the neighborhoods, Dave. I have
friends terrifying.
Who have caught cougars on camera, on their rings or whatnot, motion cameras at night, prowling their yards. People have lost pets to mountain lion and cougar attacks. And so the Utah legislature, just last session, passed legislation that made cougar hunting year-round legal. And people have been trapping and hunting cougars and mountain lions. My understanding is that the population had become a bit out of control and that this measure would help to limit the population growth. That's my understanding of it, but apparently there are some concerns that have been raised in opposition to the new law.
Representative Casey Snyder proposed this bill, and we called him just moments ago and wanted to get his reaction to the lawsuit that wants to really reverse this year-round, limitless cougar hunting that's going on. Here's Representative Casey Snyder's reaction.
You know, I would say that hyperbole is a terrible way to legislate, and it's a terrible way to litigate. And so I think that we're far outside the bounds of reason with this case, and I think it's pretty extreme to say that cougars are going to disappear in 5 years based on a provision in statute. I would say that HB 469 was a compromise piece of legislation, and provisions that were added in the Senate were different from the House and ultimately passed. But even the provision they're disputing was discussed with the Division of Wildlife Resources prior. I'm not insinuating that they were supportive of it necessarily, but they did indicate that there would be no biological impact based on the enactment of this law. So with that, we had at least some relative comfort to move forward. I would also say that it's a little ironic, you know, they are suing under a constitutional provision, which I sponsored. So I was the House sponsor for the right to hunt and fish, which contains the conservation language, which they're hanging their hat on in the courts. And that's not the intention, first of all, of that provision. This is related to hunting and fishing of wildlife and that sort of take of wildlife. But second, to indicate that this provision of law is somehow outside the bounds of conservation. It's a little ridiculous, and I think we have some significant disagreements about what the outcome will be.
Joining us right now is Kirk Robinson, who is the executive director of Western Wildlife Conservancy. Can you explain to us, maybe preview or give us an idea, what is in the lawsuit and what are you concerned about?
Yes. The lawsuit alleges that HB 469, which is the bill that contains this provision regarding cougar hunting, actually violates the Utah State Right to Hunt and Fish Act, which became law in 2021. I'll skip over the details of that, but if it stays in effect, it has the potential of doing really serious damage, not only to cougars, individual cougars who die possibly by being strangled to death in neck snares, orphaning kittens who will die of starvation, but also it will affect many other animals to benefit from the kills that cougars make, all the way from beetles to eagles. And it will have detrimental effects to the ecosystem. Cougars have been on the landscape here for hundreds of thousands of years, along with the deer and elk that they prey on. They are a team of a kind, and it's irresponsible to overreact and without any basis in science whatsoever. Nobody, not Casey Snyder or anyone, has alleged that science in any way supports this draconian measure to try to get rid of as many mountain lions as possible. And in fact, the best science of recent decades indicates that doing this actually stands a very big chance of exacerbating or worsening the very problems that the one caller from Draper mentioned. Now, people in Draper and all along the Wasatch Front live in cougar habitat. They recreate in cougar habitat. There are cougars all around. They have not preyed upon people. In very few cases, they have even posed a seeming threat to people who encroach on them or have a chance encounter of them on a trail. The best thing to do is to leave them alone, and they will stabilize their own population, and there will be, as a result, fewer adolescent sub-adult cougars roaming around in neighborhoods.
How do they stabilize that population?
Well, first of all, they can't be larger than the prey base will support. That's obvious. But also, in an unhunted cougar population, the number one cause of cougar mortality is other cougars. Dominant toms that have a home range that they patrol kill rivals, young males, thereby limiting the number of them. And without them, there's a proliferation of young males, and virtually all the research shows that they're the ones that cause most of the conflicts with humans. It's because they don't have fixed home ranges, so they roam far and wide, and they're not skilled hunters, so they're inclined to take easy prey like sheep and pets.
Are you concerned at all about those sheep and pets and that easy prey? And once they realize and start understanding the toms I'm talking about, how much easier it is to hunt, you know, down in more populated areas?
Well, I am, and that's one reason for not trophy hunting cougars, because you, as I just pointed out, the science indicates that you have a better, more stable cougar population and also stable social relations among cougars if you don't remove those toms from the population. You have fewer juveniles roaming around causing trouble.
We're speaking with Kirk Robinson, Executive Director of Western Wildlife Conservancy, about their lawsuit to undo the new law in Utah that makes year-round cougar hunting and trapping legal. My understanding, Mr. Robinson, is that California's Mountain Lion Foundation is also behind this lawsuit. Why are they involved?
Well, because they are the Mountain Lion Foundation, and their mission is to conserve mountain lions.
Is there a right number, or is there a... Because I think the hands-off approach and just assuming that they're going to fix this issue themselves, or do we have an idea of what the appropriate number is, or maybe how many is too many?
No, here's the... Everything that I've said indicates that they can take care of themselves, and that if we leave them alone, there will be fewer problems with them. That's what the science says. So that's the best thing to do. On the other hand,
so there's no actual number that we can like wrap our heads around.
No, why do human beings think that they have to set a number on them? Are they even wise enough to know how to do that?
We do this all the time with deer population. We do it with many animals in hunting. Are you saying just...
Well, look, we do that with deer populations because left unchecked, they will multiply and expand beyond the carrying capacity of their habitat. But cougars will not do that because they are limited by the amount of deer and elk in the first place. And so they have a mechanism that's built into the genetic makeup, as it were, so that they control their own populations to adjust to the available prey. So disrupting the social structure of the animals actually causes more trouble than just leaving them alone. Now, if a particular cougar does become a manifest problem, it's a repeat offender, preying on sheep, or is killing pets, then the thing to do is to surgically remove that cougar. It's the problem. It's not to just have open season on cougars. The Utah cougar population is not expanded. Experts have claimed that, looking at the data, the population is actually depressed. And it's quite interesting that a high percentage of the cougars that are killed annually in the state, which is between 500 and 600, one of the highest in the entire United States, most of them, or a great many of them, are juveniles. They're not even adults yet.
Not even There's those large adults. Trophies that you're talking about, Kirk Robinson. I'm sorry, we're totally out of time, but we appreciate you joining us, the executive director of Western Wildlife Conservancy.